beloved radio friends, we greet you in the precious name of our beloved Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the daily broadcast. Are you looking, my friend? Are you waiting and watching for the Lord to come? By God's grace and help, we are seeking to emphasize profitably the return of our Lord Jesus Christ being upon us, and yet this world of sinners, together with the churches of the saints, how we need to hear the clarion call, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him." It is the midnight cry. While this world may be sleeping in the darkness of sin and indifference to approaching judgment, for the judge standeth at the door. But my friend, are you ready? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? We continue our meditation from the great Olivet Discourse in Matthew 24. We will consider the clear and the emphatic truth of Christ's second coming from the blessed lips and the heart of the Son of God himself. Before he departed back to heaven, knowing of his rejection and crucifixion that was approaching, in answer to the questions made by his disciples, he himself tells what conditions will prevail upon the earth at the time of his blessed return. Right now, we are meditating upon the words spoken by him regarding the end of the age, Matthew 24 in verse 3. And we should indeed realize this means the consummation of the age, the winding up of the present state of things upon the earth, bringing in new conditions, the blessed millennial reign of the Lord Jesus. Now down through verse 12 of Matthew 24, we have already learned of great religious deceptions, of wars and rumors of wars, of persecution and affliction, with many being killed. Many will be stumbled, betraying one another and hating one another. Many false prophets will arise, deceiving many. Lawlessness and iniquity will abound, constantly increasing, and this is already taking place in great proportion, even now. But the Lord Jesus says, all these things are but the beginning of sorrows, and the love of many toward God and man shall wax cold. And all this is around us today and increasing constantly. But we come to an important text in verse 13, where the Lord Jesus says, but he that shall endure to the end shall be saved. Now let us remember, my friend, if you are a believer, if we know God's way of salvation from his word, today we preach good news concerning the grace of God available to all sinners. The salvation of the soul is by grace through faith, according to Ephesians 2:8-9. For we are saved by grace through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We do not make verse 13 of our chapter our gospel text as we preach the gospel today. But let us go on to verse 14 and hear the Savior say, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness to all nations, and then shall the end come. Matthew 24, verse 14. Now, why the expression, the gospel of the kingdom? Is it not very clearly suggesting the good news that the kingdom of our Lord will be very soon established? When, praise God, 'twill put an end to all the earthly troubles that are spoken of in this chapter. Now the phrase, the gospel of the kingdom, it is to be feared has been beclouded by many with wrong ideas. Quite plainly, the good news which God has for mankind differs from age to age. We have good news that was preached to the Israelites when they left Egypt for Canaan. It was good news, it was a gospel, but it differed in terms from that which we preach as gospel today. We must say any news, any good news is gospel, for that is the meaning of the word gospel. But please note carefully the time which is in view in our chapter, the end of the age, when the Lord will come to the earth and set up his kingdom, so that the message that will be preached to mankind prior to the time that is called the gospel of the kingdom. Let us refer very quickly and briefly to verse 21. In verse 21, the troubles will be so severe, we read, unless those days are shortened, meaning limited, no flesh would be saved. Yet our 13th verse declares, but he that shall endure to the end shall be saved. Now think very carefully. Does not this indicate it is rather a question of saving the body, saving the life, not particularly the saving of the soul or the spirit? Yes, the troubles will be so severe in that period, which will be shortened, no one would be left alive. But do not fail to realize that anyone who endures through that period and comes through it alive, surely must be born again, and their spirit will be saved. For without any question of doubt, let me remind you what John the Baptist preached, Matthew 3:2. He preached that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And do you remember that John also preached, behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world, John 1:29. Shall we not conclude that in the day of the great tribulation, to which our scripture refers, the same truth that John the Baptist preached will be proclaimed? Both the gospel of the kingdom and also salvation for the soul through the blood of the Savior. Now let us know very carefully the Savior's declaration at the close of the 14th verse. And then shall the end come. Now these are some of the most solemn words in this portion of our chapter 24 of Matthew, from verse 15 going down through verse 22. They are relating to the terrible conditions which will prevail upon the earth at the end of the age. Now may I ask my listener to take time with me, and will you not reflect on the unmistakable trend of human society today, from one end of the world to the other? Is it a trend for human progress, for the blessing of all mankind? For in spite of all the scientific and the technological advances in human achievement, can we say that this world is better and happier and blessed? Can you name any nation, my friend? Can you point to any race or nationality where the evidence of love and of joy and of peace prevail? Are the privations and the sufferings of humanity really disappearing? Are they not rather increasing? My beloved listener, I would raise this question to you. Do you expect that any man, even the greatest, with the best intentions, can solve the human problems of the world today? Now, it may matter not at all what you and what I may think about it. May we repeat that God's word plainly states that this world is going to experience the greatest period of human suffering and human trial that has ever been known in human history. Can I repeat that very solemnly? No apology for the repetition. On the authority of the Word of God and the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, you and I should certainly solemnly think of this fact, that though we may have leaders today who may be leading many astray, will not they whom they lead and the ones who lead them ultimately fall into the ditch? But is it not true, and we ask the question, is there not but one person capable, sufficient, able to solve the problems of the world? Yes, we would like to ask this question of you, my radio listener. Are you prepared for what the future holds? Do you personally have a hope that in absolute confidence enables you to say, thank God it is well with my soul? For may I remind you that in view of the circumstances that are to come soon upon and in and through the whole world, a time of unprecedented trial, never equal in human history before or even after, may I ask that you would think with me of the solemn words of the Lord Jesus when he said, fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 28. My beloved radio friend, it is not for the purpose of giving information that we are preaching and teaching the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. God forbid that should be the motive, though it may be true. There is a far more important reason and a motive. If you are not sure of your soul's salvation, we are begging you to seek the Lord while he may be found. For you can know in your heart and in your soul now God's salvation through Christ and his redemptive work upon the cross alone. Have you, can you, will you say from your heart to him now, Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. He alone will be your safety and security from the dangers that are eternal awaiting this poor sinful world. My beloved friend, if you're not saved, come to Christ today. Beloved Father, we ask that in the power and conviction of the Holy Spirit, many will come to the Lord Jesus and find him as their Savior now. Amen.